The president says he recognizes the deeply held views of Congress and the Justice Department over the documents seized from the office of House Democratic Congressman William Jefferson. Referring to what he calls a dilemma the government has not faced in 2.5 centuries, he ordered the documents sealed for 45 days. This, the president says, will give both sides in the dispute more time to resolve the issues in a way that ensures the materials relevant to the ongoing criminal investigation of Congressman Jefferson are made available to prosecutors in a manner that respects the interests of a co-equal branch of government. Earlier this week, House Speaker Dennis Hastert and the House Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi issued an unprecedented joint statement demanding their return. They accused federal authorities of violating the principle of separation of powers, as well as the speech or debate clause of the U.S. Constitution, which provides immunity to lawmakers while they are engaged in legislative acts. The Justice Department insists it acted properly and took great care in compiling a lengthy affidavit seeking court approval for a search warrant and carrying out the search of the office. Congressman Jefferson has not been charged with any crime, but has been under investigation since last year. He denies any wrongdoing and had demanded the FBI return the documents. The unusual bipartisan display of unity by House leaders on the issue this week did not please many lawmakers, such as Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank.
It ought to be, in my judgment, construed narrowly. It should not be in any way interpreted as meaning that we as members of Congress have legal protections superior to those of the average citizen. So I think it was a grave error to have criticized the FBI. I think what they did, they ought to be able to do in any case where they can get a warrant from a judge.
Lawmakers have been walking a fine line between supporting a law enforcement investigation and the sensitive issue of corruption and their obligation to defend constitutional principles. House Majority Leader John Boehner addressed the issue on Thursday.
There are conversations underway about the speech and debate clause and how we protect the Constitution. Every 2 years, I stand in the well of the House and raise my right hand and swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And while we are not going to harbor any information that could be helpful in a criminal investigation, there is a Constitution that we're all sworn to uphold.
In the Senate, Republican David Vitter sent a letter to Majority Leader Bill Frist complaining about the joint statement by House leaders. Vitter elaborated in a Thursday news conference.
I think this outcry from congressional leaders just looks self-serving and defensive to the American people, and I think it's further eroding confidence in Congress at a time when it's already very, very low because of these scandals, things like the Duke Cunningham scandal and now allegations. Of course, they're not proven yet, allegations about Congressman Jefferson.
Congressman Jefferson had filed a motion this week in court to force the Justice Department to return his documents. President Bush has ordered that they remain with the U.S. Solicitor General during the 45-day seal period. The controversy will continue next week as the House Judiciary Committee is to hold a hearing to examine what its Republican chairman calls troubling constitutional questions raised by the FBI search of Jefferson's office. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.